101.3 WRNB. It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with Kay Fox. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have our brother from our sister station, Praise 107.9. He goes by the name of Solomon Jones. What's up, Solomon?
What up, Q? We got to go there today, man.
Uh-oh.
There's some facts that's being ignored. So after the latest mass shooting in a Santa Fe school, it's time for America to accept that this brand of gun violence is inextricably linked to white male privilege. In the 22 school shootings this year where deaths or injuries occurred and suspects have been identified, the majority of suspects have been white males in suburban or rural environments. Until America is willing to confront that obvious truth, we won't be able to stop school shootings, and that's going to cost more lives. If America were willing to profile white males the same way it does males of color, maybe things would be different. Of course, white male privilege protects would-be school shooters from such scrutiny, and sadly, the role of privilege is not new. In 2004, the Secret Service and the Department of Education examined 37 school shootings. They found that 76% of school attackers were white males, almost two-thirds of them came from two-parent families, and despite those advantages, or maybe because of them, the attackers had a hard time dealing with failure or loss. In one case, the shooter was a former student who was laid off because he didn't have a high school diploma. He blamed a teacher who failed him in a senior year course, so he returned to the school, killed the teacher and two students, and held over 60 students hostage for 10 hours. Now, that report was written 14 years ago, and the characteristics it describes still apply to most school shooters. I was bullied. I failed. A girl turned me down, so I'm going to come back and shoot up the whole school. The question is, why has America failed to intervene in the lives of young white men who fit the school shooter profile? The answer, in my view, is privilege. And America's unwillingness to look at would-be shooters the way they see the rest of us as a group. Lawyer and critical race theorist Dr. Tim Golden explains it this way. A school shooting in a place like North Philly will be blamed on drugs or gang violence. There will be calls for more police and tougher tactics, more stop and frisk. But school shootings in suburbs are met with calls to protect gun rights. Why? Because the shooters in suburban schools are white guys with privilege. But I believe the shootings could be stopped if suburban schools use the same tactics that are used in city school systems. Take Philly, for example. We've had metal detectors in schools for more than 20 years. We've had school police officers for 40 years. We don't have shootings in our schools. Now, I doubt we'll see common sense measures in suburban schools like that that are attended by would-be mass shooters because that would impact their privilege. But if we really want to stop school shootings, we must do something because privilege should never trump lives.
Solomon Jones, our brother from our sister station on Praise 107.9. You can see or hear that and more on rnbphilly.com. Thank you, Solomon.
You're welcome, Q.
Man, that was great.